just as we were worshiping, I saw a big castle. And what rose up in my heart was, we're king's kids. And then the Lord just spoke gently and he said, so many in this room even don't believe it. You don't understand your worth. You don't understand that in his kingdom you are royalty. You're always talking down about yourself. You're always doubting that the promises are for you. But when you do those things, when you say those things, it's in complete contradiction to God's word. For it's not just me that's a king's kid or Pastor Jim, but you are a king's kid. It means there's a bunch of princesses and princes in this room. And the Lord wants us to believe that tonight. Saw him just handing scepters to us, and that's his authority in his name. But even now, you got to believe it. You know it in your mind, but you don't know it in your heart. So right now, we just come before you, Lord. Father, we repent of every time that we have spoken contrary to your word, contrary to the royalty that you have made us. Lord, we declare that we are king's kids, Lord, every one of us, even when we don't feel it. That our words will line up to that. That we will receive the crowns and the scepters that you have for us, Lord, and the robes. Oh, can you receive it tonight? Can you receive it tonight? It's like God's even weeping over some of you because even now you won't believe it. You refuse. You refuse it. Receive it tonight. Receive it tonight. Even if by faith you have to reach out your hand and just grasp a hold of that scepter, you just go ahead and do it. Receive from him tonight.